1450 and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
This morning, Riverdale coach Ron Adelot joins us, 17-14 the final, as Riverdale edged the Oakland Patriots at Oakland High School last night. Battle of the Borough, and you know, coach, in battles, I guess if you think to battles and war and all that kind of thing, there are injuries, there are, you know, casualties, no casualties, but lots of injuries really on both sides of the field last night. You had your share too.
Yeah, we did, and obviously Oakland did too. And it's a shame, you know, to watch a kid get hurt. And you know, my heart goes out to all of them, because it is a tough game, and you know, you hate to see any kid get hurt. That's for sure.
I told John you'd probably roll your eyes when you hear that word injury. You've been answering questions about injuries all year, and well, really for 2 years, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I guess we were very fortunate. You know, we had a few. You know, you're going to have this and that, and. And again, you hate it, but it is a part of the game, and it's what separates our game, I think, a lot from other games, even though there's potential for injury in any game. But football being such a physical game and such a physically demanding game, you know, it plays a big role in it. And, you know, probably the biggest thing that the younger kids don't understand is you got to keep grinding, because you may just be one play away from playing, you know. And maybe, you know, kids walk off into the night sometimes thinking they'll never get to play. But football's a game that, you know, very quickly you could be playing.
Well, as a parent of a young man who is looking to play athletics, and just hearing what John was talking about off the air a minute ago about his daughter, and I remember that vividly. For parents, you're dealing with one kid, you know, playing a particular sport. When you're a coach, you've got, you know, 100 kids that you're looking after, but your heart has to sink when something, you know, that could be a big injury, or even if it's not. I mean, just to know the process of what's going to have to go on in that home to get back to playing or whatever. It's a hard thing.
It's right. That's right. You know, and I guess as football coaches, we try not to overreact when we see a kid go down. You know, you try to be stoic and, you know, hope the kid will bounce back up, because sometimes, you know, it does hurt a lot, but it may not be quite as bad as they think it is initially, and that type of thing. But sometimes it is, you know, and I think the determining factor is, you know, can a kid protect himself out on the field? You know, I think if they can't, then that's when they certainly do not need to play. Sometimes, you know, football and other sports are a lot like life. You're not going to feel great every day. You know, there's bumps and bruises and maybe sprains that you can play through, but there are obviously certain things. If you can't defend yourself, and if, you know, if you're a speed guy that cuts and you can't cut, then you can't defend yourself. So you sort of kind of have to separate those two things.
Well, I guess I saw three Riverdale fans this morning, and they all had their Riverdale on, so you can definitely tell. And the first question was, what's the latest on Dylan? That's kind of the pressing question, I guess. And Dylan Woodruff kind of hurt in last night's game, ankle, even though it's on the right leg. Don't really know much more this morning than you did last night, I don't think, do you?
No, and I don't think we will. And I mean, that, you know, that wasn't our only injury. We had Ricardo Terry earlier in the week, and man, he did a great job of working himself back and getting back into the, you know, the mix and the game, and playing a great game for us last night. And then you had Travis Martin hurt a leg or a hamstring. Kyle Blevins, Austin McGrone, we think, may have hurt a finger. So, you know, we'll probably know a whole lot more when we come out in the wash on Monday. But the bottom line is, as we tell kids, the ship's going to sail next Friday night, and, you know, we're going to have to take all hands on deck, and whoever's there, we're going to have to go with.
You mentioned this just a second ago, that, you know, any kid is one play away. Chanton Pace is one play away, and he got that one play or more than one play last night. His number was called, and he had to go in and be ready to go.
He did, and you know, and to his credit, his team reps are way down, and you know, and that's, you know, whether for right or wrong, that's on me. You know, you've got X amount of time when you split offense and defense about getting those team reps, and obviously, you know, I felt like Dylan, you know, the starting guy's going to get the majority of the repetitions.
Well, it's going to be that way anywhere.
And I think that's probably true in most cases. They may do – there may be some places that do a better job of that. But, you know, that's why it's so critical when that guy goes down. But Chanton came in, and, you know, and I've seen kids that couldn't even take a snap. They lock up so bad. But I thought he did a yeoman's day, took the snap, got the ball into the right places. Did he make mistakes? Yes, he did. Is he going to get better? Yes, he. Now he's had a chance to have his heart attack and, you know, sort of kind of recover from it. So if he's the man, he's the man. I mean, we had him all spring, and we got better each and every day as he got better. And, you know, the kids know they can win with him.
14-14 game. I'm not sure how many games he's played in, but very few, I would say, this year. And you call his number. It has to be. And he's, what, a sophomore?
He's a sophomore.
Yeah. So a little pressure right there. But what he did do is he guided the Warriors to about the 30-some-odd yard line to attempt the game-winning field goal. And Todd Huber came in like ice in the veins.
He did. And, you know, maybe that was the best thing that happened. He went the wrong direction, and maybe that was the thing to set it up. You know, obviously we were trying to play for the first down. I thought that, you know, one more first down was going to put us close to Todd's range without wind. With the wind, where the ball was finally spotted, which I believe was somewhere around the 25-yard line, you know, I knew he could hit. I knew from the 20 in that we had a shot at it if he hit it solid and did the things that he can do. And he's a great competitor. Todd's a great competitor. Now, he's been a pleasure. He and Samson Byers have been a pleasure this year to be around. Their work ethic as kickers, and it's a shame we didn't have them for 4 years, you know. But so if there's any young kickers out there, please come out and get busy, you know, because we'd love to have you. But, you know, he's such a great competitor, and it was a great snap by Scotty. Dylan gutted it up and went back on the field for the hole, put the ball down, and all of those are key elements. You know, yeah. We blocked up front, he hit the ball solid, and we got a break, and, you know, it went through the uprights.
If you'd have been going the other way with the wind blowing in, would you have even gone
No,
for it
and that's that probably why I didn't go for it down there on that end. First of all, from that hash, he had not been good, you know, all year. So I knew the middle to the left hash was the preference. We were bottled up over there, and the wind was obviously very stiff. So, no, there's no way from the 25 that I would have attempted that unless it was a last gas thing. Now, with that much time, you know, that's about the only shot you had. So,
yeah.
That's, you know, I felt like that was our shot to win.
And sometimes it even goes back to winning the coin flip of, you know, it could have very easily been you had the other side in the fourth quarter.
That's sort of kind of what we preach to the kids. I guess it goes back to my Antioch days. Our field sloped downhill towards the creek, and, you know, we knew if we got the – we were always preached to that if we got the ball going downhill in the fourth quarter that we were going to win the game. So, you know, we tried to pump the kids up that we were going to be the recipient of the win, we felt like, in the second half, in the fourth quarter, and if we could take the game to the fourth quarter, that we had a real strong possibility of having things in our favor. Little did we know we were going to, you know, be down a quarterback, but, you know, it still worked out.
We're talking to Ron Adelot this morning. Riverdale 17-14 winners over Oakland last night. One pivotal part in the game is late, Oakland had just scored to tie it up at 14, I guess, and the onside kick, they attempted the onside kick, and you got the ball back at the 41, and I heard you last night with Dennis Weaver talking about that there's a new rule on the kickoffs, and that really came into play last night.
Officials did it. You know, the officials were very alert because that is a new, you know, there's some new kickoff rules, and I think they primarily stem from all the violent contact that takes place in that 10-yard zone. And one of the new rules is the ball must hit the ground before the kicking team can recover the ball. You know, another rule is that the kicking team cannot make contact till after 10 yards with the return team. So, you know,
and the ball never hit the ground.
Yeah, the ball never did hit the ground. You know, last year that would have been their ball. You know, and you know, that was a great heads up play by them. You know, and we, not so much by us, we were just the recipient of a new rule, and they put in place this year, I guess.
Jeff Jordan talked to John this morning, and he had a little history to go along with our conversation as we look ahead to next week. The next game for the Riverdale program will be the 500th football game, and that'll be in the playoffs, in the first round of the playoffs. That's a lot of football in the history of a school, isn't it?
It is. And, Yeah, so hopefully we can do something special with that 500.
Don't necessarily know anything solid. We do have Tom Crager's playoff projections, and that has you at a six seed at Cane Ridge. Cane Ridge, Bradley Central, McMinn County, all kind of in your side of the bracket according to his projections. We'll know something in about an hour, but it's playoffs. Everybody's going to be ready.
Yeah, and there'll be quality teams. You know, if it's Cane Ridge, whoever, you know, we've heard bump back and forth, but it seems like they may be the one. And, you know, from what I've heard about, they're extremely athletic. They got a new coach. You know, their attitude is completely changed. They thumped a good Antioch team last night. And, you know, so we'll have our hands full. There's no question about it. But, you know, our kids will certainly prepare, and you know, they're good kids, and we'll, if we have to go on the road, it's, you know, 15-minute, 20-minute drive down there, we'll certainly show up and play the game.
Well, it's definitely an outstanding quadrant, quadrant one. I mean, these playoffs are going to be outstanding, I think, and lots of quality teams, and Riverdale Warriors in the mix here, of course. Cane Ridge, don't really hear a lot about them. They're a in Nashville, just kind of, they're an Antioch school, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
So that they had a kind of a battle of Antioch last night. Cane Ridge, do they like to run? Do they pass? What do you?
I think they're about? I think they're a spread team. They're going to spread it out, and throw it. They're very athletic. You know, I'm sure extremely fast. From what I've heard, you know, they're going to be fast on defense. I would say probably close if I were to gauge them close to what we've played, probably like a lot like a Maplewood team with more numbers. You know, it's a bigger school than Maplewood. It's a 6A school versus a 4A school, so their numbers will be significantly more. And I say significantly, I don't know that fact, but they'll be extremely, extremely athletic. And, you know, we have to go to their place. It'll be, you know, obviously that's not a good scenario for us, but, you know, we put ourselves in that place. And, you know, but the thing I have to say is, we've done fairly well on the road. So, you know, we travel pretty good. Our kids sort of kind of acclimate themselves and do a good job of traveling.
Well, there are a lot of people that'd rather be in your position than where they're going to be next Friday night. So, another outstanding regular season and in the playoffs again for the Riverdale program. Coach, good luck. We'll see you next Saturday morning back here.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's Ron Adelot joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner.